one more thing I also wanted to mention is thank you so much for the monthly supporters. You guys, you know, definitely make it awesome. You know, they help me continue to do this, and I really appreciate it. Anything that is ever contributed to me, you know, it just goes to help just me and my family, just to be honest. You know, it helps us pay bills. But again, thank you so much for any contributions you're able to provide. If you're not already a monthly supporter and you'd like to be, all you have to do is you can click the link in this episode, or you can visit anchor.fm/Brent91 to become a monthly supporter. Or you don't have to become a monthly supporter. You don't have to give, you know, anything if you don't want to. But if you do want to, again, by you contributing to this, it helps me and allows me to continue to do this. And so, you know, it's taken me a long time to be able to learn how to ask for help when I needed it. And especially with the military and with anxiety and everything. But, you know, I do need support. And if you're willing to help support me, again, I greatly appreciate any and all help. Again, this just goes back to, this takes care of, it helps to support me and my family. So again, thank you so, so much. I hope you all have a great day. Hey everybody, it's me. Sorry for the long delay in between episodes. I had planned on, you know, doing the new episode at following Monday, and it just did not happen. And now I moved and everything that went on with that, plus vehicle breaking down, and it's just kind of been one thing after another here lately. So I haven't really had time or a chance to really get my thoughts in order to kind of be able to do this. But you know, I'm back now. I want to do like a little episode today and just talk about a few things and kind of just get caught back up on it. Thanks again for everybody who tunes in and who listens and, you know, who shares the podcast and, you know, anyone, you know, especially also who donates, you know, support, like that's greatly appreciated. Again, the link is in the website if you'd like to support or donate. Again, thank you very much for, you know, for all that you do. And I just want to kind of, like I said, do just a small episode. I know it's not Monday and, you know, everyone's kind of getting prepared for their weekend, so we'll just, hopefully, I will be able to do another regular episode this coming Monday and kind of get back in the groove of things, but we'll just kind of play it by ear and see how things go, just to kind of catch up. So, like I said, moved, and my anxiety has been very high in regards to moving, and obviously, I'm very sore and I'm very tired. And you know, a lot hurts, but I've found out that my anxiety here lately, I've been very hypersensitive to lights and sounds, and I've had those experiences before, but it just been gotten a lot worse. And here lately, it's been just sounds that have really gotten to me, and just very sharp sounds. And so I've had to, as we've been doing different things, had to put in either like earplugs or like we've got soundproof headphones that we got at Walmart, just as something to kind of mute some of the sharp and loud sounds. And I mean, you know, it comes with everything else, with either just being throughout your day or, you know, kids playing and stuff. So it's just, like I said, something that I definitely have been dealing with, and yeah, I've learned to cope, as with most other things, as best as I can, but it's not always easy, and it has been difficult, absolutely, but I just still learned to cope with it, you know, and move forward, as they say. But, trying to see what other else, like I said earlier, vehicle broke down, a car broke down, so I've got to get that fixed. And don't, you know, I haven't figured out the money for that situation yet, but I think things probably should be slowing down here a little bit. The youth the basketball and stuff at the church is going to be having its last game here soon. So things should start winding down a little bit more time to kind of reflect. And hopefully once I get all these boxes unpacked and I can actually get back to working with my boxing stuff and actually exercising, because I need to do something. I'm just gaining weight. But yeah, that's the newest thing. Oh, I've been playing, like I said, I'm a gamer. After watching so many things about Fallout 76, I was like, you know what? I miss playing Fallout 4. So I traded in like all my power up rewards and stuff at GameStop, and I picked that up, and I've been playing Fallout 4. And it's like the fourth or fifth time I've played it. I've always loved it, but my problem with any kind of like big games or RPGs is like, okay, I want to play so much, I only have so much amount of time. So that's my problem. What? Yeah. So here's what I kind of want to talk about today. So I kind of want to talk about drinking alcohol. And, you know, the thing that lots of people love to do, and that, yeah, I've struggled with it for many, many years. And I've never been, I guess, what I would consider myself an alcoholic, but I've definitely, you know, enjoyed drinking. But I don't drink to pass out. It's just always the buzz to feel good. And that's always what it's been. And it's come to a point now, I mean, it's taken me this long, I guess, to, you know, to kind of realize, like, look, you know, I've got to stop. And something, you know, has to be done. And I've got to quit. So today, I'm going to make it official. Today's my sober day. Now, I say that now, but odds are, you know, everyone always has problems to screw up. But I'm really going to work and try and work hard to make sure, you know, that I don't let this get the best of me again. And, you know, I've spent almost, to be honest, the past year, one has been so great for me, but also it was so hard for me as well. And I've spent the better part of the past year, you know, having a beer or two routinely, you know, throughout the night. And like I said, it's never to really get drunk, it's just to have that you know, buzz feeling. But it's not a good thing by any means, but it's how I've coped along with my anxiety, my depression. I know that's the complete opposite of what it's supposed to be, but at the time, that was the only thing that I had or could use to take my mind and kind of calm my mind down from things. So, just to kind of give you a little bit of a backstory, you know, I'd say my problem with alcohol started in the military. And as most people, when these stories go, you know, everybody kind of gets into drinking a little bit in the military. And then I quit for a long time. And then really didn't start drinking again until, I'd say, whenever I got into EMS and became an ENT and got back into that medical field. And there it was more apparent. And just from the different things that I had seen and dealt with and just the problems that you took care of and that you were there for and what you tried not to take home with you at the end of the night. You know, that was really hard to do. So, you know, after kind of experiencing that, and again, adding into my anxiety and, you know, my depression and stuff, it still just kept, you know, adding up and adding up throughout the years. So, for the most part, you know, I did really good with it, and we'll just have a drink every now and then, I suppose, as maybe some, a lot of people do, I don't know. But, you know, I found that for the most part, hardly no one is really apt to admit to how much they either indulge in alcohol, and that's all I'm going to talk about today, just alcohol, not drugs or nothing. You know, I'm just talking about alcohol, but I mean, but it can be anything, you know. It's maybe not even admit to someone else, but even admit to themselves just how much they may overindulge. And at the time, you know, I knew, but it just didn't really sink in. I didn't care would be the most thing, because it was just some way to try to numb the pain. And for a lot of times, I mean, that's what it was. So this past year, I just had so much going on. You know, as I kind of detailed in my second episode there, just kind of what was going on, how down I felt. And it was shortly after my birthday there last year when I started having, and I developed that rocking vertigo, and my anxiety just skyrocketed. And the depression with missing my two older kids and things like that, and not being able to talk to them a lot, and just everything from work, home, you know, it was crashing down. And nothing would cure just that rocking vertigo. And I mean, I don't have to tell anybody who's had any kind of issue of chronic symptoms, whether it be pain or anything, you know, when you wake up with something and you go to sleep with it, all you want is you want it to end. You just want some momentary relief. You want some response. You just want some relief. And for a lot of times, you just chase whatever you can to get that. And it's hard because, and a lot of times, the choices that you make, you know they're not the best of choices, but sometimes it's hard to, you know, it's hard to, one, the pros outweigh the cons for some features. And sometimes that just, you know, I guess in a lot of ways that goes back to anything in reality in life, that, you know, you have to make a decision. But for me, you know, it was, let me have a beer. I had a beer, and then all of a sudden, I wasn't focused on the rocking vertigo. It didn't bother me whatsoever. And just all of a sudden, that moment, you know, just a little bit of relief was like, wow. It was just amazing. And sure enough, next morning, boom, wake up, there it was, right again. So that's what started. I mean, and it went from, let me just have, you know, one beer, okay. And then let me have maybe a tall beer, maybe like a 24 ounce, you know, tall boy. And then it was, well, one's not really doing this, so let me have two, okay. And then after a while, of course, your body builds up a tolerance for anything. And so it was, okay, well, if I can have one beer here and then two beers here, you know, this will get me my right cocktail of, you know, being able to feel buzz to take my mind off the anxiety and the depression. And I can just sit back and chill and, you know, read a book or watch a movie or anything. And so this is what I've done for the past year. And like I said, I've been tired of it a long time. I've tried on and off to just stop, but I realize now that, you know, I've got to quit. One, it's not good, obviously, healthy-wise. Two, and even though, you know, fun fact, you know, your liver, yes, it does regenerate, unless, of course, it is scarred and does contain, you know, any type of actual, you know, liver issue, you know, itself, like alcohol cirrhosis. But just because it regenerates doesn't mean that it's a good thing for my choices to make. And, you know, people make their own choices, good or bad, whatever they are. But I realize now, and, you know, and I've had help and support, so it's not like that at all. And it's not like no one's pushed, you know, saying, here, have a beer, have a beer. No one's done that to me. I have not been, you know, no one's trying to push anything on me. It's been my own free willing. And I've done, for the most part, I've, you know, made excuses for why I can't stop or why I can't stop now. And that's all I've done. I've just made excuses. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of doing that. So yeah, that's my kind of history, you know, with alcohol. And I encourage anyone who is having issues of, you know, either alcohol dependence or any type of, you know, substance abuse. I mean, that's what it really is. Substance abuse, though, can also be not only alcohol or drugs. It can also be things such as caffeine or other things. So, you know, just to kind of throw that out there. But if you have any issues, you know, I encourage you, you know, you're welcome to talk to me. I'll talk to you, and you know, gladly try to offer any kind of encouragement I can. But I do want to offer, you know, people that if they do know someone who is struggling with some type of dependence issue, you know, please definitely encourage them and talk to them. Don't try to be negative toward them or make them feel down, or, you know, don't try to shame them. That doesn't work for a good motivational way. Try to encourage them. Try to offer support as best as you can. I mean, ultimately it comes down to if the person wants to stop, they'll stop if they can. But until that person wants to, they're never going to. So, that's, again, that's just something. And, you know, I know it's human nature to fail. And I know I'll probably have hiccups here and there. I know that. But I'm really going to make the best effort to try. And, you know, I'll see what I can do. But I think it's definitely to a point now that I've had this. And since, like I said, since I, you know, have kind of had this time and been dealing with this, I wanted to share this with everybody and encourage those that have any issues or know people who do have issues, you know, with it, to, you know, seek help or help them make a decision to where they don't feel that they have to have that. For me, it almost feels like you were missing out. And I felt that way too as I was quitting smoking. When you start getting down to, you know, those last few cigarettes, or even when you're drinking, you start getting down that last little bit in the can, last little bit in the bottle, you kind of have that little bit of a panic, like, oh no, I'm running out. And so I need to, you know, that was difficult for me for smoking, but the same thing too for alcohol. And so it's getting over that. It's, you know, getting rid of those excuses that, you know, I've been doing this and making those positive changes. That's what I'm going to work on. And also too, obviously, beer makes you gain weight. So, again, starting, we'll do tomorrow because, okay, we've got practice tonight. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to work on, you know, exercising more and get more, a little bit more back into shape, get more back into boxing, things like that, doing a lot more to where I'm not just so lethargic. And, yes, the anxiety and depression do make you lethargic, but I've got to do something because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to develop any type of either, be it diabetes, heart conditions. I don't want to have a stroke. You know, I don't want these things. I can't prevent them 100%. Truthfully, it's in God's hands if it happens. I'm not worried, but that doesn't mean I want it to. Why do you think you have seatbelts in a car? It's not the challenge. You know, anything, it's all put there for a reason. All things like that doesn't mean you got to challenge anybody and walk out in the middle of the street and be like, I'll be fine. It's not about that. It's about just taking the necessary steps and precautions that you need to, and, you know, putting that effort into it. And for me, I haven't put that effort into it, and I just made excuses. And again, you know, it's easy to say that, I guess, now. But when my anxiety was so high, I understood. And, you know, I felt like what I needed to do. And that's another thing as well, is to take into account, you know, it's all about, it's one thing to say to someone, no, you shouldn't do that, and here's why. It's another thing to say, okay, you're going through this and this and this, I understand, let's maybe set a date that you can quit doing this, or how can we help? So it's all about perspective. Sometimes things get lost in perspective. But I think a lot of people need to kind of realize that in their life and put things into perspective. It's easy to point fingers when you're not taking the other person's problems into your own. And it's easy to say, oh, this is what, you know, this person should do, and or this is, I want to say, yeah, this is the right thing to do, and we should allow this, until it's them who are scared or threatened or questioned, and then all of a sudden they want to throw up a wall and say, well, no, I can't do that, or I'm not going to do that. So, again, just a thought. But yeah, so that's my, like I said, a little bit of episode. I kind of went over on my little mini episode time that I wanted to today. But again, thoughts, concerns, questions, please feel free to email me, brent.justmylife@outlook.com. Again, I welcome it. I'm happy to receive any kind of, you know, feedback from it. Again, feel free to, you know, donate, support. It greatly helps me and my family. And yeah, I hope you all have a great day. And again, if you have any questions or anything, please let me know. And one thing I want to mention here, last thing, is for the Bible verse. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So again, no one's perfect. And Lord knows I'll never be, and I don't even try to. But I do try to do the best I can. So, but I realize now I'm a little bit better for myself and my family. But yeah, I hope you all have a great day and a great week, and I'll talk to you later.